Hello, people of the internet. How's it going? How you doing? Happy New Year. This is A Walk Through the Mind. I'm Billy Bones. A moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't go out, take those talking points, and maybe get ourselves a conversation starter going on down the road. Friends, family, person at the grocery store, coffee shop attendant, whoever you happen to be chit-chatting with that day. Happy New Year's, like I said. Happy 2020. Made it another revolution around the sun. Time to reset those financial books, square away all our Christmas spending, get ready to spend that first month paying off all those Christmas bills. Woo-wee! But New Year's, time when we get to say 2019 is over. That was a hot mess of a year, or maybe that was a fantastic year for you. Did you get everything accomplished that you wanted to get done? What do you want to get done this year in 2020? You going to go to the gym? You going to quit drinking, quit smoking? What change are you going to make? Are you going to do a better job to save some money? You going to spend more money? A lot of people don't do New Year's resolutions. They find them to be silly. I fall into that category every now and again, picking more or less what seems to be an arbitrary day outside of when we go out and buy new calendars. And we decide that we're going to fix something. We're going to change something. Doesn't necessarily have to be on the very first day of the year, but it always seems like a good idea. And I know there's some statistic out there that say gym memberships skyrocket in January. And by the end of February, those new subscriptions, those new memberships are either gone or you put them on the credit card and the gym just keeps collecting that money and you never go. Becomes a tough thing, something like that. Wanting to go to the gym, make sure you're healthy and fit, as should everybody. To some level, way, shape, or form, I'm not telling you how to live your life. You do you. But I think something like going to the gym, you kind of need a support group, unless you're strong-willed enough. Your resolution is there. You are going to change you. You know, there's that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You can go to the gym, and if you're not feeling it, if it's not for you, it's easy to fall out of it. I feel, though, that if you get some sort of support structure in something like going to the gym or quitting alcohol, quitting smoking, you get someone to team up with you, and you both are going to do it. Gym is an easy example, though. Every day, 6 a.m., you and your buddy show up and work out for an hour. And you don't have to press the hardest weights. As long as you're getting in there and exercise and you gotta raise that heart rate just a little bit, get that motivation in you. Teamwork, a little bit of teamwork. Make it go a lot better. But we're out here, again, in New Year's, trying to improve ourselves. And something that I heard from Darren Grimes of Grimerica say the other day, he quoted a author, Lao Tzu, and the quote was, "If you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you are at peace, you're living in the present." And I feel that's kind of fitting for New Year's as I bounce around on topics, on ideas. But as we hit New Year's, we have some depression about the past, something that we don't like, something that we want to change. At some point, we may feel that we failed or have underachieved. And so we make that resolution to change, to improve. And yet when we look to the future, we have this anxiety that if we don't improve, we're going to be stuck in that same rut that we've been stuck in. And at some point, we need to sit here and be at peace with ourselves, be comfortable in the skin we're in, the lot in life that we've been given. Just like at a hand in cards, what you're dealt is what you're dealt, and that's what you have to work with. Can't really go into the deck and start picking out cards that you want to use. But again, these resolutions, these depressing thoughts and anxiety thoughts to improve our lot in life should be there as a motivator, something to get us growing, get that ball rolling, as usual here in the Walk Through the Mind. got to embrace our own personal willpower. How much do you want to change? How much do you want to improve? No one can really force you to improve yourself. Like I said, you got to get that team or that personal motivation. You really have to want to change, to improve. Again, that's usually what the improvisation of, I guess that's not the right word, but again, we want to improve our lot in life. We want something better. I guess it doesn't necessarily always have to be better. I know one of the New Year's resolutions I had years ago, just to make one that I knew I could fulfill, was to go see more concerts than I had the previous year. Previous year of whatever it was might have been one or two concerts, and I know I had a blast at them. And so the next year, I wanted to make sure I saw more than just two. And I think that following year, I saw about seven. Definitely wasn't on the cheap side, but I wanted to expand my mind. I wanted to expand my experiences, see what concerts were all about. I know that since then, I haven't been to as many concerts or live performances per year, but it did feel like a good accomplishment at the end of the year to follow through on the promise I set forth for myself. Now, what promises can I make for myself this year? I got a handful. I know that this last year, like I said last week, I worked way too many hours than I wanted to work. The money has been nice. It was nice to clean up some finances and be able to pay for some stuff. But the toll on my work, life balance, my ability to think for myself at the end of the week was greatly diminished. The physical exhaustion on my body was a lot. So I know one thing that's going to change this year is I'm going to work on taking a handful more days off, take a little bit more time for myself. I know I'm going to float the river a lot more this year. Definitely going to make that a priority for myself as a reward for how much I worked this last summer. I've got some home improvement projects that need to be completed. Not sure how that's going to work out with me working less hours, but need to get those done. Hopefully I can get those done in 2020. I also know that I didn't make enough music, both for this podcast here and other podcasts that I try and support. All those little things kind of add up. Like I said, when I don't have my life and work balance, personal life work balance equalized. Those are a handful of things. Those are would have been on my mind to try and, again, complete by the end of 2020. What New Year's resolutions do you have? Again, are you going to the gym? Are you going to quit alcohol or cigarettes? Those are the three big popular ones. Are you going to go to school? Are you going to go find that job that pays just enough? Are you going to work your 40 hours at work and then spend another 20 hours a week at school? Finish up that degree, use that college degree to go get yourself an even better job that you're working fine 45, 50 hours a week, but you're getting paid good money. And again, it all falls down to that ability to apply that willpower, that personal willpower, the personal attention, the attitude to complete it, the drive, the nerve to follow through on your convictions. Now, don't set the goal too high. Set it to something you know you can attain, or maybe put it just past your ability to attain, some sort of just extra goal. Push yourself. And when you get there, the reward is worth it most of the time. Sometimes you sit there, you climb all the way to the top of the mountain. You're like, why? Why did I do this one? But then you look back on it, and you can sit there and go, well, I did this, so why can't I do that? A little bit of conviction goes a long way, and you should be better for it. And you know what? Even if you get to the end of your goal, real close to it by the end of the year, and it takes you an extra month, takes you into February 2021, you're a lot closer than when you started here and now. But that's it. Nice, short, sweet, fun, hopefully. I'm Billy Bones. BILLYBON, the number 3S. You find me on Twitter, @ Billy Bones. You find me on the website as well, BILLYBON, the number 3S.com. There's past episodes, There's a link to the Discord. There's even a link for an email. Let me know. Join the conversation. Share your New Year's resolutions. See if we can start a team ourselves and get that positive vibe going. And this podcast works on the value for value model. If you found any value out of it, I'd appreciate some value in return, whatever you found value out of it. At the very least, give the podcast a share, but if you found financial value out of this, you're welcome to donate. You go to the website, you scroll all the way down, click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. Drop a buck or two or whatever you feel it's worth. But I'll talk to you next week. And I wish you luck on those resolutions. Love you guys. We'll be right back.